Lauren with the official Olympic song for the 2010 Winter Games, That Canada Song by Mark Grant. We begin our discussion of the Winter Olympics, which begin this month in Vancouver and in the stunning mountains of Western British Columbia. For many in the world, this geologically spectacular fusion of ocean and forests and mountain snows will be the star of the show until the medal contests get down to real business. Vancouver is also a fascinating cultural center on the Pacific Rim, a mix of Western Canadian toughness and Asian sophistication. And with a portrait of this community about to absorb an onslaught of media, fans, and athletes, we're joined by Rebecca Bowett, who's the author of the Vancouver-based blog Miss 604. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
And Ian Austin is the Canada correspondent for our partner at the New York Times. He also joins us from Vancouver. Ian, thanks for being with us.
Oh, no problem. Good morning.
So, Rebecca, what's the one thing you want people to know? I mean, I've been to Vancouver. It is one of the absolutely most beautiful, fascinating, fabulous places in the world. It's one of my favorite places of all time. But what do you think people should know about your community?
I think that it's just such a mix of kind of outdoors and city. And for a while, we've kind of been Toronto's little sister city in Canada, and we just want to build up that we are a world-class city. We have great resources here, and yeah, it is just a beautiful place, like you said. Thanks.
Ian Austin, it is visually spectacular, but what is the sort of cultural and economic significance of Vancouver as a Pacific Rim city?
Well, you know, as you mentioned before, it's obviously the Pacific Rim gateway. What the city, I think, is hoping from these games is to reposition itself. It wasn't that long ago that near the hotel where I'm now sitting was nothing but acres and acres and acres of sawmills. It's moved past that. It's a big film production center, video game center, sort of a knowledge city, and that's what it wants to redefine itself as.
And what do the bloggers say on Miss 604, Rebecca Bowett?
Well, people are really excited. Yeah, it is also emerging kind of as a tech hub. There's a huge blogging community, social media community. So a big thing about especially these games in the city in particular is there's a lot of citizen journalists out there. So everyone has their camera and their recorders for podcasts, and everyone's just writing up the storm about what's going on.
And is the onslaught of the Olympics something to be feared if you're a blogger, or something to embrace? And any bad guys and good guys shaken out in the discussion so far, Rebecca?
No good guys and bad guys yet. I think everyone's pretty open to just going out there, having a good time, creating content, and trying not to have a camera where they're not supposed to.
Right, because the security will be a huge issue. Ian Austin, the weather has not really cooperated. At least I'm looking at the temperatures. I do know the melting point of water, and it's it hasn't broken freezing there in Vancouver much this winter. Is anyone worried?
Well, I mean, of course, the organizers are never worried when it comes to bad weather. It's a lovely spring time period right here in Vancouver itself. It's not an issue for the downhill skiing. That's about 2 hours away in Whistler, which has a record amount of snow. What it is an issue for are aerials and snowboarding. The resort where they're being held at the lower levels is very, very soggy, becoming very, very muddy. So they've been pushing and airlifting snow down from the top of the two mountains of that resort to the bottom where things like the half pipe are.
Rebecca Bowett, is Whistler kind of like an Aspen of Canada, you know, a place where the rich go to play in the winter, or is it more of a working class ski resort?
It's a bit of both. It's got a great international community. We've got lots of people who come up from Australia and go there, and we have people who just take day trips up from Vancouver. But then you also have your condos and your resorts. But it is very accessible for anyone of any income.
What event does Whistler really favor? Is it the downhill? Is it the slalom? Is it the jumps?
The downhill is really huge. The bobsleigh run is also there, the sliding center. So I think a lot of the more of the outdoor and also the more wintry-looking activities will happen there, since it's not quite happening on the North Shore.
All right, so Ian Austin, if you want to get away from anything cosmopolitan and avoid the sense of international community and get your straight dose of Canadian, straight ahead, you know, sort of my era Canadian, where do you go to hang out?
Where do you go to hang out in Vancouver? You should be asking the local blogger about that. I mean, you know, the city's showing its street cred by showing off its worst neighborhood, the downtown east side. You get a bit of Canadianism everywhere in the city. Certainly there's as many Tim Hortons outlets as Starbucks.
And Tim Hortons, of course, a coffee place that's very famous, just started here in the United States. Rebecca Bowett, where do I go to have a moosehead, hey?
To have a what? Sorry.
Yeah, see, what a jerk I am. I'm turning off our Canadian listeners by in droves. Where do you hang out in the city? What's your favorite place?
In the city, there's so many different places. You can be right downtown in the downtown core, or you can head out to Commercial Drive. You can head out to South Main. Those would be some great areas, especially during the games.
And best
they're
sushi.
Not kind of in red zones.
Right, best sushi in the world in Vancouver, at least outside of actual Asia. Rebecca Bowitt, author of the Vancouver-based blog Miss 604, and Ian Austin is the Canada correspondent for the New York Times, who joins us from Vancouver, where the Olympics are coming, and they're getting ready.
All day today, we were talking about the First Lady. She has a new drive. Speaking of the Olympics, they're pretty fit people, right? Pretty in shape. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, wants everyone to be in shape in the United States. And so we're getting your tips to help out Michelle Obama. Give her your tips on how you lose weight, how you eat well at 8778-MYTAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Chris wrote on our site, I'd have to say drinking too much beer has caused me to gain weight. My solution, I've switched to gin.
Great. You having a good week there, Chris? Nominate your good week, bad week at 8778-MYTAKE. Or post it to our site, thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.